What's up? It's Moni. It's M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. Moni, Moni Uncut. How you doing? Haven't been on here that much lately, but that last post, I realized that I put two of them together. Oh, well, it is what it is. So, it is what it is. But I was just having a little thought. Somebody was like, do you mean thought? No, I said thought. Thought. I was having a little thought about my knees, and story time. I think I was like 7 or 8, and we went to one of my dad's Christmas parties. He was a truck driver, and they had a Christmas party at some type of gym, church, I don't know, whatever it was. And my mom dressed me up in like church clothes, so I had on a dress because she was like, it's a Christmas party, we're gonna take pictures. And I was like, ew, I want to wear a dress. I don't remember what color dress. I'm pretty sure it was like red or something like that because it was a Christmas party. And I was like, I don't want to wear a dress. And so after I took the picture, my mom was like, you can go change your clothes. So I go and change my clothes. I'm in there. And, you know, most of the people that go, that worked with my dad were Caucasian. So this little white girl came in the bathroom with me. She was in there. And I'm changing my clothes. And she's like, why are your knees black? And I was like, I looked down on my knees, and shit, I wondered the same thing. Why are they black? So I asked my mom. She was like, where you get that from? And little girl told me, she was like, my knees are black. So there are things, there are complexes that start at childhood. Childhood that we don't even realize until something awakens it. Like, I had a complex about elbows and my knees being black. But I think, I mean, it was just because, like, I was a kid. I was always, like, moving around on them and stuff. So, it wasn't that they were dirty. It's just that they were used. But, you know, so, just be aware of complexes and insecurities and self-consciousness that you have about yourself that you don't even realize came from childhood. You got to heal yourself. You have to allow yourself to go back in time and switch some shit off and be like, oh, okay, that's where that's from. You know, I forget that. You know, that was a you know, little girl started, she ain't colored. So I'm just trying to tell y'all, just like, fix yourself. Like, you can move forward. Even if you're at a point of seeming like no return from your life and from your ways that you've thought for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, you can switch it around. Is it hard? Absolutely. It's hard. But it just takes some effort. Put some effort in at first. Like, just do something. Trigger your mind to change about, like, if you're feeling how you feel about yourself, it doesn't matter. You can change it in how you feel about yourself. We need to learn to love ourselves, who we are, who God made us to be, like, in our natural form, who God created us to be. That's who God created us to be. Now, if you ain't, you know, you don't care about no God and nothing, you know, it's cool. But as for some of us, we need to learn to appreciate ourselves, because that means down the road, anytime that we're unappreciative of ourselves and we're not healing in ourselves, we're not healing ourselves, we're just going to look to an outside source. We're going to use some knives and sticks and some suction cups, and we're going to be like, you know, always slicing and dicing on ourselves and always looking for something outside to fix what's inside. So I'm telling you now, my knees ain't black. Neither are my elbows. But I want people to be encouraged to make the change of your life, but you have to start with yourself internally. Things may come up, the thoughts and experiences that you've encountered may come up, but don't allow them to control your life. you need to deal with that particular situation. Maybe it comes one at a time, because I haven't thought about that in years. Like, you know, that just came out of nowhere. But then it triggered something to where I need to make sure that I inform you guys that you need to know to allow yourself to heal. Like, from just little shit like that. I mean, something little like that. Your knees are black. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Alrighty. You got some eyes on you, girl. But you have to just, you know, acknowledge what you've experienced in your past. Yeah, just absorb it. Be like, little girl, that's okay. And I was telling my little youngin' self, girl, that's okay. First of all, she ain't know no better. And anyways, they were actually dark brown, but they weren't black. But love who you are. Love yourself. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself you're beautiful, fine, sexy. You're creative, happy, healthy, wealthy, successful, prosperous in all ways. And you're getting shit done. You're you. You are you. Ain't nobody else there out here like you. You the only you there is. So there's only you that can do what you do. All right, how about them knees though? Them knees looking good. Knees looking all right over there. I hope y'all have a great day, great week, great month, great summer. It's Moni.